What you're looking at is 325 Caterpillar CAD engines.
That's Frank Hughes, plant manager at the Inside Passage Electrical Company's diesel power plant in Cake. He's in a tin shed not unlike an airplane hangar, looking at three large yellow generators. That hum is the sound of Cake's 420 homes getting electricity. Hughes estimates that the town uses about 200 kilowatts a day in the summer and 400 in the winter. At 850 kilowatts to 1.1 megawatts apiece, the plant's two main generators, when running, produce a lot more electricity than the town needs. The generators go through 500 gallons of diesel a day. The fuel is delivered by Petromarine barges, roughly 45,000 gallons every 2 weeks. IPEC charges Cake residents 63 cents a kilowatt hour. That's a little less than six times what Petersburg residents and small businesses get charged. The state helps subsidize residential electricity in town, but schools, government buildings, and businesses do not receive any assistance. Hughes says his own family, which he considers frugal, pays $150 to $180 for electricity a month.
It's what we pay to live in Cake. You know, it's Cake is our home. It's our home. We live here by our choice. That's why we pay the high rates. The food here is expensive. The groceries are expensive. But it's our choice to live here.
Not everyone can stomach those high prices, though. The Cake Tribal Corporation shut down their timber, coal storage, and seafood processing operations in the town in 2004 because of electricity and transportation costs. A major population decline followed, and many of the corporation's younger shareholders have moved to the bigger cities of Anchorage and Juneau or have left to work in gold mines on the mainland. For those who have stayed, recent estimates from city government have the town at 80% unemployment. According to City Council member Teresa Kadake, Cake has lost 300 residents in the last 3 years.
It's really difficult for us to bring people back and, well, there's no employment. It's really hard to bring people back and have them stay here.
Cheaper energy, Cake City government says, is key to new economic plans. Town residents and officials consider hydropower from the Southeast Alaska Intertie System the most obvious source. For decades, the town has been negotiating an electrical transmission line across Kuprinoff Island to connect cheap hydroelectric power available to Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. The Southeast Conference and U.S. Forest Service are working on an environmental review of the power line. Gary Williams, executive director of the Organized Village of Cake, the local tribal government, says the town is looking into other energy options, but securing a link to the intertie is still first on Cake's agenda.
And funding will have to be secured for actual construction, and if that can stay on schedule, I believe the last I heard was 2014 is a potential date to actually have lowered electrical costs in Cake because of the electrical intertie. So that is critical and foremost. So any other thing I say regarding alternative energy, it's good ideas and we want to pursue them, but whatever we do not want to sidetrack the intertie.
OVK has teamed up with the Alaska Energy Authority and the Southeast Alaskan Conservation Council to erect a wind data collecting tower at Point McCartney, about 10 miles north of town. Data from the National Renewable Energy Lab suggests that Alaska, including the areas around Cake, gets enough wind to consider using the resource for energy production. By 2011, there will be enough data collected by the test tower to estimate how much wind energy could be harnessed in Cake. CX Wind Program Manager Dan Lesh says that if the town did link up to the Southeast Intertie, they might consider building multiple turbines and have the excess energy feed into the intertie system. If the program was just locally focused on Cake, though, it would only provide 30% of the town's estimated electricity need.
Because wind produces intermittent power, and it's hard to store that power, it's not generally used as a primary power source for a community. It's usually used as a supplemental source that offsets some diesel generators.
OVK is also seeking stimulus bill funding to set up a small wind generator to run their own building. Biomass is another option, but according to OVK's Williams, a lot more research would need to be done for such a project to lift off. The city of Cake is beginning to look into a biomass or wood slash heat facility, though. The Prince of Wales Island community of Craig already has a similar project.
Probably the biggest thing in my cursory education on alternative energy is figuring out where the supply is, a long-term fuel supply. There's a lot of slash and whatnot available now, but there'd have to be an analysis to make sure that that supply was sustainable.
CX Lesh and OVK's Williams both point out that all these projects are at the conceptual stage, and linking up to the Southeast Intertie seems the clearest solution to expensive diesel energy. Reporting in Cake, I'm Melody Kay.